Sister was used to just walk on the street by himself with no bodyguards.
而且呢，不觉得会有危险的，还不只是他。
And he's not the only one who believes there would be no danger.
所以他们夫妻要去戏院，安全人员呢也没有坚持随行保护。
So, when the couple went to the theater, the bodyguard didn't insist on protecting them.
你想想看，一个国家领导人。
Let's think about this, a prime minister.
不带侍卫和一般老百姓在同一个戏院里面。
Take no bodyguards and stay in the same theater with all the other people.
散场深更半夜自己走路回家。
And after the show, walk home by himself, in dark night.
老百姓也不觉得有什么稀奇。
And it's not surprising for the people there.
这个在非基督教国家呢是不可思议的事情。
It's hard to imagine it will happen in a non-Christian country.
但是当基督徒对信仰逐渐冷淡。
But as Christians faith cool down.
教会对社会的影响衰退。
The impact of church on society fades out with that.
那么连总理可以单独在夜里走路上街的那种安全感呢也没有了。
The feeling of safety where a prime minister can walk on a street by himself goes away.
当然也会有人认为。
Of course, there will be some people thinking.
信仰衰退和基督教背景国家的社会变化呢，未必有直接的影响。
There isn't necessarily a relationship between the regression of faith and the social.Changes in Christian countries.
至少不应该被看作是唯一的因素吧。
At least that's not the only factor.
那么的确有相当分量的研究报告指出来啊。
That's true. A research study says.
不少的社会和政治因素对于社会的影响呢，也不能忽视的。
There are other sociological and political factors.
但是圣经告诉我们。
But Bible tells us.
一个真正敬畏神爱主的基督徒
a true Christian who really fears and love God
应该可以与人和睦
should be able to make peace with others
也能够使人和睦
and to bring peace into among people
进而帮助社会和睦
and bring peace into a society
主耶稣对这样的人有特别的祝福
Lord Jesus has special blessings for those people.
因为这也是神对他儿女的期望。
Because it's one of the expectations God has for His children.
好，我们来看这个经文。
Let's look at the scripture.
这个马太福音啊，五章三到九节，一共是八节经文。
In Matthew chapter 5, verse 3 to 10, there are 8 verses.
每一节都应许了一个福。
Every verse promised a blessing.
第一个福跟第八个福其实是一样的。
The first and the last one are the same.
都是天国是他们的。
Theirs is the kingdom of heaven.
所以其实一共是七个福。
So it's actually 7 blessings.
但是还是被通称为八福。
And they are called beatitudes.
关于八福的信息。
Information related to beatitudes.
我们也应该听过不少了。
We're pretty familiar with.
那么主耶稣应许使人和睦人的福气是必被称为神的儿子。
And here, Lord Jesus says, blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called children of God.
既然我们基督徒本来就有神儿女的名分。
Since we already are children of God.
所以这里显然是在告诉我们啊，使人和睦的人是神对我们的期望。
So it's clearly telling us that to be peacemakers is what has expected from us.
那么使人和睦人的原文是那些带来平安和平的人。
And peacemakers literally means those bringing peace.
哪些人能带来和平安和平呢？
Who can bring peace?
一个人呢，要先能够和他自己跟其他人和睦呢，才能够带给一个群体和睦。
One needs to have peace with oneself and others before being able to bring peace to a group.
一个人不能与别人和睦，通常是先不能和自己和睦。
Usually, why someone can't have peace with others is because he can't have peace with himself.
我们也许会注意到。
maybe we'll notice this.
自己里面有问题的时候呢，常常会向亲近的人发泄。
When you have some issues in your heart, you usually become angry to those who are near, who are close to you.
没有人能够与自己完全和睦。
No one can have full peace with himself.
人和自己不和睦呢，只是程度上的差异。
And it's just a degree how disharmony you are with yourself.
到了一个程度，就会表现出呢不能和其他人和睦的现象。
And if once disharmony with himself gets to a certain degree, then he can't get harmony with others as well.
那么继续严重到一个地步，就可能会出现类似像郑杰还有那个 Elliot Rogers 的那样的行为。
And if it becomes even more severe, then tragic events like 郑杰 and Elliot Rogers would happen.
这个郑杰早告诉过警察呢，他早就不想活了，但是没有自杀的勇气，所以杀人是为了能够被判处死刑啊。
杰郑Later told,
later
told the police that he didn't want to live, but he also didn't have the courage to commit suicide. Therefore, he killed so he can be sentenced to death.
一个人是否与自己和睦和是否与他人和睦是会彼此影响的。
The harmony with oneself and the harmony with others have a strong correlation with each other.
与自己不和睦不仅会伤害自己，也会伤害到别人。我们请看下一章。
Disharmony with oneself not only hurts the person, it hurts others too.
就造成呢与他人不和睦。
And cause disharmony with others.
然后与他人不和睦呢又会伤害到自己呢，加深了与自己不和睦。
And the disharmony with others then hurts the person again and deepens his disharmony with oneself.
这就是一个所谓的恶性循环。
And this is a vicious circle.
圣经告诉我们呢，每个人里面都有罪。
Bible tells us, everyone has sin.
表现出来的是罪行。
And then we commit sinful actions.
罪行是会造成伤害的。
And those actions hurt people.
所以每个人里面都有累积到某种程度的伤害。
And everyone's quite hurtful in their hearts.
有些是别人加给的。
Some of the hurt come from others.
也有是自己造成的。
And some from oneself.
一个人里面累积的伤害如果没有被医治呢，就不能和自己和睦。
If such hurt didn't get healed, one can't have peace with oneself.
也不会和别人和睦。
And thus can't have peace with others.
因此我们需要得到神的赦免和医治呢，才能有和睦。
Therefore we needwe need forgiveness and healing from God to be able to live at peace.
那这就是神应许给我人类的拯救。
And that is the salvation that God promised.
让他的独生子耶稣基督呢背负了我们的罪，让我们得医治。
He sent his only son Jesus Christ to take away our sins so we can be healed.
我们请一起来读一下以赛亚书的53章5节。
Let's read together.Isaiah chapter 53 verse 5.
好，请读。哪知他为我们的过犯受害，为我们的罪孽压伤。因他受的刑罚，我们得平安；因他受的鞭伤，我们得医治。啊，所以呢，凡是奉耶稣基督的名啊认罪悔改的人，都能够得到神的赦免和医治。
Therefore, anyone who confess and repent in the name of Jesus Christ will get God's salvation and healing.
不过那只是一个开始。
But that's just the beginning.
让我们能够有和睦。
So we can have harmony.
但是可能够并不代表一定。
But we can have harmony doesn't mean that we will have harmony.
因为产生和睦是需要学习和操练的。
Because making peace needs a lot of learning and practicing.
我们必须要依靠圣灵的带领。
And we have to follow the Spirit.
这也是神对我们的期望。
This is also God's expectation.
那我们该怎么做呢？
So what do we do?
这就是我们刚刚所读的经文。我们先来看罗马书的12章18节。
That's the scripture we just read. Let's turn to Book of Rome, chapter 12,
这里有三个版本的，中文和合本，英文的 NIV， 然后呢还有就是这个中文的新译本。
There are three versions here, the Chinese Union version, NIV, and New Chinese version.
英文 NIV 跟中文的新译本比较接近原文。
And NIV and New Chinese version are closer to the original scripture.
可能的话，总要尽你们的所能与人和睦。
If it's possible, as far as it depends on you, live at peace with everyone.
意思应该很清楚。
The meaning is quite clear.
就是要尽力与人和睦。
Is to live at peace with everyone.
所以呢，在有必要的时候，需要有一些牺牲。
Therefore, you need to make some compromise when it's needed.
Sacrifice. Okay. Yeah. 那么，但是这里所讲的牺牲呢？
And the sacrifice here,
不是我们观念里面那种好像很悲壮的摆上自己的生命跟财产。
Doesn't necessarily mean that to put our life and wealth.
绝大部分的时候呢，没有到那个地步。
Most of time is not to that extent.
其实就是愿意让步，放下自己的某些希望或意见。
It usually means just to be willing to compromise and to put aside some of your own opinions.
但是现在的社会是越来越没有让步的观念。
The concept of compromise is less and less shown in modern day societies.
Maybe like a concession.
Concession. Okay, make a concession.
Yeah.
Okay.
因为让步通常是要付代价的。
Because to make a concession, you need to pay a price.
今天的社会风气是什么？要尽量赖掉该付的代价。
And the trend in this society is to try to get away of the price you needed to pay.
要不然哪里养得起那么多律师嘛
？Otherwise, how can you pay so many lawyers?
但是不该付的代价呢？如果你就是你不付该付的代价，后面的代价就会更重。
But if you try to avoid those necessary price, you need to repay later and at a much greater cost.
这个 Elliot Roger 的父亲啊，曾经就逃避过他该付的代价。
The father of Elliot Roger tried to avoid the price.
儿子七岁的时候被诊断有严重的心理问题，需要定期治疗。
When his son was seven, he was diagnosed with severe psychological problems and needed regular treatment.
就在儿子最需要一个完整的家庭的时候啊。
At a time when his son really need a harmonious family,
他不但执意离婚呢，还在离婚法庭上拒绝接受心理医生给儿子的诊断。
Not only did he decided to divorce, he also denied the diagnosis on the divorce court.
他承认儿子是有问题，但是没有那么严重。
He agreed that his son has some issues, but it's not that severe.
他认为儿子的母亲找医生做诊断呢，就是要在抚养费上呢再讹诈他一些心理医疗费。
He thought the son's mother found that psychologist is to argue for more medical cost from him.
那么。他这个 Elliot Roger 回忆父母离婚
，and Elliot Roger remembering his parents got divorced，
在网上有这么写了这样的话
，and wrote online，
我生长的家庭破裂了
，my family broke breaks，
我为此震惊、愤怒、哭泣
，I was shocked, angry, and I cried，
我和父母在一起的快乐时光一去不返了。
The happy times that I had with my parents are now gone.
然后呢，造成了后来的行为。
And then turned into a massive shooting.
这位父亲逃避了每个月几百块该付的代价。
This father tried to avoid a few hundred dollars per month.
后来要付面对的代价根本是无法计算的。
And then he faced a price that he cannot repay.
人与人之间能保持和睦。
To keep harmony between amongst people.
通常要有一边愿意让步。
It usually costs at least one party to be willing to make a concession.
你说从夫妻家庭到社会都是如此。
From couples, families, and society, it's all true.
教会当然也不会例外。
And of course, the same in church.
如果没有一方愿意让步的话，那肯定不会和睦。
If no one's willing to make a concession, it's impossible to make peace.
所以我们对于第十九节前半所说的“亲爱的弟兄，不要自己伸冤，宁可让步”呢，应该不难理解。
So it should be easy for us to understand. Rome, in verse 19, says, "Do not take revenge, my dear friends, but leave room for God's wrath."
这也符合耶稣基督的教导。虽然我们很难，这个很难否认呢，要做到真不容易。
It goes along with all the other teachings of Lord Jesus, and it's hard.For us to deny that it's not easy to do.
倒是后半段有点奇怪。
But the second half of verse 19 is a little strange.
听凭主怒，因为经上记的主说：“伸冤在我，我必报应。”
Leave room for God's wrath, for it's written, "It's mine to avenge; I will repay," says the Lord.
一开始这句话给了我两种对立的感觉。
In the beginning, it gives me a conflict feeling.
我一方面觉得这句话很有安慰的力量。
On one hand, I had great comfort with this verse.
你看，我尽力让步吃亏，免不了呢觉得冤屈。
See, I tried my best to make concessions, but I still feel I'm wronged.
不过呢，主耶稣有应许。
But Lord Jesus promised.
他会向对方发怒，报应他为我伸冤。
His wrath will be upon that person, and he will avenge for me.
一想到对方有受报应的一天呢
？Once I think I know that the other party would get God's revenge.
那就不只是安慰啊，还暗地里会觉得很痛快。
It's not just comfort. I'm satisfied.
譬如说哈
，For example,
在高速公路上
，On highway,
就是有那种人呢、啊。
There are people.
横冲直撞
，who drive really aggressively，
摆明了所有人都应该让他。
It's like everyone has to make room for him。
那你除了让他以外
，so for you, other than just give his way，
会不会也希望他能受点教训啊
？Won't you hope that he will one day learn his lessons？
然后再开开发现什么呢？他被警察拉到旁边去开罚单了，你高不高兴啊
？And then you see him pulled aside by a cop, and now he's getting a ticket.、
啊
哎Won't you be satisfied?
大快人心啊！可能不止你更高兴。
You may not be the only one who feels satisfied.
但是我又觉得。
But then I thought.
这样其实并没有和睦嘛。
That's not harmony.
只是表面上没有不和睦。
It's just no disharmony on the surface.
也不符合主耶稣的教导啊。
It doesn't go along with other teachings of Jesus Christ.
那我们要怎么看这个经文呢
？So, how can we understand this scripture?
我们先要了解一下听凭主怒的意思。
We first need to understand what's the meaning for leave room for God's wrath.
和合本呢，在后面加了一组括号。
In Chinese Union Version, there's a parenthesis.
里面是说或作让人发怒。
And says or, For man's wrath.
那到底是让谁发怒啊
？So, whose room should we leave, for the wrath?
看来有两种可能。
There are two possibilities.
一个是主耶稣。
First of all, is God's wrath.
我向对方让步。
We leave room for the for other people.
让主耶稣发怒，报应他。
So Lord Jesus will be.Will have wrath and avenge.
另一个是呢，我让步的对象。
The other possibility is whom I'm leaving room to. It's the other people.
啊，我让他呢发泄怒气啊。
I leave room for his wrath.
然后呢，向他让步，息事宁人。
So he can be at peace.
然后等候主耶稣报复他，报应他为我伸冤。
And then I wait on God's avenge for me and repay.
应该是哪一个
？So which one should be?
好像都不对劲啊。
None of it feels right.
其实原文并没有说愤怒的来源。
In the original scripture, there's no mention of the source of the wrath.
这个宁可让步，听凭主怒的原文的意思是要给愤怒空间。 并没有讲是谁的愤怒。
Yeah, leaving room for God's wrath literally was give wrath some place, some space.
让步其实就是给愤怒一些空间，能够避免一些危险，对不对？
To make a concession is to give wrath some space to avoid some potential danger.
有一句话我觉得颇有道理。
I think there's a saying I feel pretty reasonable.
人在愤怒的时候。
When someone's in anger,
智商会突然降到零。
His IQ drops to zero.
通常一分钟之后就会恢复。
And usually recovers in a minute.
然而很多的伤害就在那一分钟内发生的。
But a lot of hurts can happen in that 1 minute.
造成了长时间的痛苦和懊悔。
And that will cause pain and regret for much longer time.
所以我们只要给怒气一分钟的空间呢，就能够避免伤害呢，又能够维护了和睦。
So if we can just leave 1 minute's room for wrath, we will be able to avoid hurts and maintain harmony.
譬如说呢，我发现呢，现在开车的人呢，这个礼貌是越来越差。
For example, people are less and less polite when they're driving these days.
从前如果让的时候呢，比较肯让，而且呢，被让的人呢还会表示个谢意。
Previously, if you're willing to give the way, people will show some gratitude towards you.
然后我发现呢，我进来的时候，从这个freeway 进去的时候，
and now when I merge, into a freeway,
那有的人让我呢，也是让的心不甘情不愿。
Some people give my way, but they are not entirely willing.
所以他呢，在我跟着我的这个尾巴很近的，好像要表示一些不愉快啊，不高兴。
So he drives really closely to me and.It's like showing his anger.
但是呢，我只要挥挥手向他表示说我谢谢你让我。
But if I just wave and show my gratitude towards him,
几乎所有的人就会怎么慢下来了。
And everyone slows down.
就这么一个小动作，就让他里面的不愉快平息了。
Such a little gesture can calm down his heart.
所以呢，表示感谢也能够给怒气一些空间的。
So show gratitude can also leave some room for wrath.
今天的社会比较倾向于觉得让步就是吃亏。
In today's society, we tend to think to make a concession is to suffer some loss.
是软弱的表现。
It's a sign of weakness.
所以我们也难免呢会有这种感觉。
So, we always have this feeling.
但是事实并非如此。
But that's not the truth.
其实啊，让步是有自我克制力的表现。
Actually, to be able to make a concession is a sign of self-control.
对，退一步海阔天空嘛，吃亏就是占便宜，这我们都听说过的，对吧？
We've all heard the saying, "Patient in one moment of anger, you will escape 100 days of sorrow." And sometimes, the best gain is to lose.
那么，深渊在我，我必报应啊！这句话。
So in the scripture, it's mine to avenge; I will repay.
看下一个啊，那么中文报应比较是负面的意思。
So in Chinese translation, the repay have a negative meaning.
但是经文中说要让主伸冤报应啊，并未必是指惩罚对方。
But according to scripture, it doesn't mean that to punish other people.
更有可能的是什么？补偿赐福肯让步的人。
It's more likely that God will repay whoever makes the concession.
因为呢，报应的原文是补偿、赏赐的意思。
Because it's repay.
而新约中这个字更多是被翻译成报答、偿还。
In other places in the New Testament, it has a more positive translation as well.
对于让步的来说呢，得到神的补偿呢。比起看到对方被惩罚，应该还更实惠，对不对？
For those who make the concession, it's actually better to get repayments from God than to see other people get punished.
在这个英国航空公司呢，曾经有过一架飞机
啊。On a plane, carried by British Airways.
他在从这个南非的那个约翰内斯堡要往英国去。
It it took off from Johannesburg in South Africa and it's flying to the British.
因为我们知道南非是长时间有过种族隔离，后来当然是已经结束了，但是这种影响还在的。
In South Africa, there was
apartheid for
a long time. So there's some discrimination there.
有一个白人的一个女士。
There's a white lady.
发现她的座位旁边是个黑人。
Found out there's a African guy sitting next to her.
就找空服员来说，我不能跟他坐在一起。
So she find the crew and told the crew that she doesn't want to sit with the African passenger.
她要求换位子。
And she asked to switch a seat.
但是很困难呐，因为飞机上有不少黑人呐。
But it's very difficult because there were quite a lot of African people on the plane.
那这个空服员说，你的要求也是完全是不合理的。
And the crew told her that it's not a reasonable request.
那请你先坐了啊，是并没有像你想象中那么糟吧。
And they asked her to sit down and told her it's not as bad as she imagined.
但是她拒绝。
And she refused.
结果空服员呢说，就要去商量怎么办。
So the crew members discussed about what they should do.
过一会他回来了，就跟这个女士讲说。
Then he turned back and told the lady.
为了避免呢，我们这个飞机上有这种不愉快呢，我们也接受啊你这样子的要求。
To avoid disharmony on this plane, we accept your request.
然后就对那个一直不有讲话那个黑人乘客说啊，先生，我们的机长邀请你去坐头等舱。
And said to the African man that, sir, the pilot asked you to move to the first class.
那位黑人乘客往头等舱走的时候，好些乘客都在鼓掌。
So when the African guy walks up to the first class, a lot of passengers clapped.
你觉得那个女乘客是高兴好呢，还是不高兴好？
Do you think, the lady is now happy or unhappy?
我们刚刚有说，与自己不和睦和与他人不和睦会形成一个恶性的循环。
We talked about the vicious cycle of disharmony with oneself and disharmony with others.
神要我们尽力与众人和睦呢，其实也是为了我们自己的益处。
God asks us to make peace with others is also for our own benefits.
与他人和睦会带给我们愉快和满足。
Because have harmony with others will bring us satisfaction and happiness.
帮助我们与自己和睦。
Help us to make peace with ourselves.
而且呢，就更能够与他人和睦。
And then we will be able to be at peace with others as well.
这就是一个良性的循环。
Then we enter this virtuous circle.
我们很可能会有一个困难。
Sometimes we face this difficulty.
看到圣经里的教导。
Well, we see some teaching in the Bible.
就会想到一些比较极端的例子，然后就缺乏了行动。
And we thought about some extreme cases, and we fall short on our actions.
的确，有些人是好像没有什么完全没有自觉心的。
It's true that some people have very little self-consciousness.
那么给他好处呢？他是照单全收，毫不客气。
If you make him a concession, he will just take it.
稍微不符合他的要求呢，就翻脸。
But then, if there's any like tiny issues he has, he will just become really angry.
那么对于这样的人，让步也好，以德报怨也好，要到什么地步呢？
To people like that, to what extent should we make regressions and leave rooms?
我相信神这样教导我们哈。
I believe God teaches us.
就是要我们不要我们把事情想得那么困难。
We shouldn't be thinking it as such a great difficulty.
那样的人呢，究竟应该还是少数。
People like that are the minority.
真正遇到那样的人，我们再以个案处理。
If we do meet like really difficult people with like that, we can take it case by case.
对于大部分的人，我们从一些小事呢做起呢，就能够引起正面的回应，而看到效果。
But for most people, if we just show a little bit of gratitude and changing action, we will see a big effect.
这个2014年5月22日的那个世界日报啊，它的这个从这个这个就是前面的九页啊都是非常令人难过的新闻，但是第十页却出现了一个令人振奋的温馨的消息。
So on that newspaper, Chinese World Journal, on that day, for the first 9 pages, it's just one sad news after another. But on the 10th page, there was a heartwarming news.
一个美国人在台湾东部外海驾驶游艇的进入台东港避风。
An American, drove into Taidong Harbor with his yacht.
他看到港口里飘了很多的垃圾。
He saw a lot of trash in like floating in the harbor.
他就自动的打捞清理。
And he started to clean up.
有人问他为什么要这么做。
People ask why he's doing that.
他回答说：“台东很美啊，不应该有这么多垃圾嘛。”
He answered, "Taidong is really beautiful, and there shouldn't be this many trash."
他这个行动竟然使得有上百、近百人呢跑来参与清理港口的垃圾。
His action encouraged almost 100 people to participate and clean up the harbor.
他被称赞说不是台东人，但是真正爱台东。
People praise him that he's not a Taiwanese, but he really loves Taidong.
后来呢，澳门日报转载了这个新闻，希望也能影响澳门的社会。
And then Macau Daily News reproduced this news in the hope that it will also impact the society in Macau.
所以我们不要小看任何一个小小的行动呢，都有可能激发一些人参与而带来和睦。
So we shouldn't be overlooking any tiny actions. They all have possibility to encourage others and bring about peace.
我们可以从自己的大家庭教会做起。
We can start from our big family, the church.
随手能够做的小事呢，不需要留给专门负责的人去做。
If there is something you can just do, don't leave it for brothers and sisters who's in charge of that.
地上如果有个纸屑，弯一下腰捡起来啊，顺便就活动一下筋骨。
If there's a piece of paper on the ground, just bow down and pick it up.
不需要留给负责清扫的人做。
You don't have to leave it for the brothers and sisters who's in charge of cleaning.
当我们带着孩子走进教会的时候，
when we bring our children into the church,
看到地上有一个什么纸屑脏东西的话，
if we see some trash on the ground,
我们对孩子说，哎，我们把它捡起来啊，然后丢在垃圾桶里，你看这样子是不是好多了？
We can tell our children, let's pick it up and put it in the trash can. Look, isn't this much better?
这样子的效果应该会胜过主日学的老师不断的叮咛孩子们要保持教会的清洁，不要乱丢纸屑。
It should be better than Sunday school teacher telling them over and over again to keep the church clean.
我们平常的生活也要有自觉自律啊。
We should have such self-discipline in our daily lives as well.
行为至少要能够达到社会的有的标准吧。
At least we should meet the standards of the society.
我有一次有事情去台北。
One time I have some issues and I went to Taipei.
那么主日的早上呢，我在网上看到有一个教会在附近呢，我就想去参加他们的崇拜。
So on Sunday I saw a church nearby and I joined their worship.
那么我把时间看错了。
But I got the wrong time.
还是网上写错，我不记得了。
Or maybe they have the wrong information on their website.
我以为是八点半开始，其实呢，八点就开始了。
I thought it begins at 8:30, but actually begin at 8.
然后我就发现呢，比较容易走不干扰人的座位都被坐满了。
And I found all the seats that's like less disturbing to others are taken.
但是不是全都被人坐满了
？But not by people.
有的人有的座位上面摆的是那个。旁边那个人的东西包包。
A lot of seats were taken by the bags and things.
然后有人看到我要进去的时候呢，看到我的人呢，把头一回，假装没事。
And people who saw me walking in, they just turned back and pretend they.
没有一个人自动把包包拿下来，好像要让我坐。
No one took off their bags and let me sit.
我想教会那么希望能够有一些新的人来加入这个大家庭， 啊，那么起码应该可以把自己的包包从位置旁边拿下来，让人新来的人坐吧。
And I thought if the church is hoping that they will get more newcomers, they should be taking off their bags and let people sit.
公共场所的座位是给人坐的，不是为了放东西的。
The seating the public place is for people, but and not for things.
所以看到有人来呢，主动把身边座位的东西拿下来让人坐是应该的，那是一个自觉自律嘛。
So if you see someone walking up to you, it should you should be taking off your stuff.
不论是在教会或者是社会、
in church and in the society,
这些小事累积起来呢，可以带给我们很多的和睦。
Such little positive actions accumulate and can bring about peace.
所以让我们顺灵顺服，顺服圣灵啊。
So let's follow the Spirit.
愿意让步。
And be willing to make concessions.
在生活中的小事做起啊。
Start from little things in life.
做使人和睦的人
and be a peacemaker,
就能够得到耶稣所应许的福分
and to get Lord's blessings.
好，我们一起祷告。
Let's pray.
主耶稣，我们向你献上感谢。
Lord, we give thanks to you.
你要我们做使人和睦的人
help us to be a peacemaker.
其实也是为了我们的好处。
It's for our own benefits.
你而且应许了福分
and you promised your blessings.
求你的圣灵带领我们。
May your spirit guide us.
愿意给愤怒一些空间。
So we are willing to leave some room for that.
愿意让步。
And make regressions.
也愿意在生活中的小事中做一个使人和睦的人。
And be a peacemaker in the tiniest parts of their life.
我们这样感谢祷告。
Our thanks and prayers.
奉靠耶稣基督的圣名。
Is in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.